open the meeting. No one's here. I wanted to appear on matters pertaining to the closed session, so we're going to go into closed session.
Okay.
Session, and we have no reportable action from our closed session meeting. The next item on our agenda is the minutes. So starting with the minutes, does any council member of June 11th, does any council member have any comments or changes to the minutes?
I'm seeing none. Second.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Robbins, and we have a tie vote on the second. We have Mayor Pro Tem Hortburn and Councilmember Poole. All in favor?
Aye.
Passes unanimously. The demands? The demands?
Oh, wait a minute.
We have a lot of chance.
We have Lisa from...
Great. Can I make that in... do the minutes have to have a motion on each one, or can I do a group of them? I make a motion to approve the special meeting of June 15th and the special meeting of June 19th and June 20th and the special meeting of June 25th and the special meeting of June 30th as presented.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, passes unanimously. And have the demands been met? Okay, so now next we have open time for public expression. And this is for items that are not on the agenda. Does anybody wish to be heard for a matter that is not on the agenda? And so would you please open the microphone and you have 3 minutes to speak. And seeing none, we'll move on to the introduction of Office Assistant Donna Redstone.
Good evening, Mayor Breckus and Council. I have an introduction to make for you. Donna Redstone is our new part-time office assistant. She has over 15 years of experience providing administrative support. She's already familiar with the town of Ross prior to coming to work for us, having spent the last 4 years working for the Oceanic Society, whose offices are located across the street at the Marin Art Garden Center. Donna has been helping all the various departments on an as-needed basis, and some of her current responsibilities include helping with the town's document retention program, assisting with the town's website, and also preparing their council packet. So please join me in welcoming Donna.
Next, we have council committee and liaison reports, and I'll start with the mayor's report. The town 4th of July parade and celebration was a smashing success. I want to thank each of the staff members of the Ross Recreation for their incredible effort putting on the event. This is a lot of work, and on behalf of the town, thank you to Mike Armstrong, Sue Talmadge, Maya Zorn, Robin Zellner, and Lynette Zofferin. I also want to recognize and thank Ross resident and master of games, Ed Dom, who volunteers every year to run games for the kids. There's nothing more fun than looking out at a sea of Ross kids eating watermelon as fast as they can. Other people contributed as well. Our very own sixth grade Ross school student, Catherine Berkowitz, did a fabulous job singing the Star Spangled Banner. And our town treasurer and past town council member and former mayor, Kelly B., performed with his barbershop quartet. John Lill dressed the part of Uncle Sam again, and I cannot imagine a parade without him. A big thank you to all of the participants in the parade, to the Moya Library Ross Historical Society for their display, and of course to the Ross Property Owners Association for doing the town decorations year after year. And speaking of fun town events, please hold the date for the town dinner on Friday, September 25th, 2015. I am also very pleased to announce that the town council will vote tonight to appoint a new town manager, Joe Chin. Joe comes from Rancho Cordova, where he worked as an assistant city manager. He has an impressive skill set in finance, building, and planning, and as a manager. And because of that, he's the lead candidate following interviews with other applicants. Joe has a very pleasant and warm personality, and I believe I speak for the entire town council in stating that we are looking forward to working with him. I also want to express my appreciation for Diana Thompson, who has served as the interim town manager for the last 3.5 months. Diane did a great job catching up on the backlog of planning projects that resulted when our town planner left, as well as assisting the council with the recruitment of a new town manager. We wish her well, the best in her new position. This is my final meeting serving as the mayor of Ross. I have enjoyed the position and serving the town, but I am delighted to turn over the job to Katie Horburn, because we all know she will do a fabulous job. Thank you. And next, we have council committee reports. First, let me give Diane Thompson the mic up. Diane, thank you so much for your time in the town.
Have done a great job, and including building permit review, those are all up to date. They also continue to be very busy as projects come in during the summer months, but they're staying on top of the workload as those new projects come in, and I don't foresee a backlog in the future. Since this is my last council meeting, I wanted to thank the council for giving me the opportunity to serve not only the council, but also the citizens of Ross. I'd also like to thank the staff for their excellent work during the time period that I've been here. I've really enjoyed the last few months getting to know you and your community, and although I'm very sad to leave, I know that I'll be leaving you in good hands with an excellent new town manager. I will be spending time with him next week and also the last week of July to help him get up to speed on what's happening in the town, and I will continue to be available to the council and the staff by email or phone after I leave as needed. So feel free to contact me if you have any questions. And again, thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to serve you.
Thank you, Diane. And the next report is from Marin Art and Garden Center.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I hope that all of you had an opportunity to hear the lovely music wafting over from the Marin Art and Garden Center. Tonight was the third in our concert series of 8, and people are there despite the lovely rain, much needed rain that happened a little while ago. So if you haven't attended one of our concerts, please come. Children dance with parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. It's a really lovely event. So I hope you'll come this evening. We have Adam, he's MoTeC Jazz Fusion, which is a little different kind of. This week we began 6 weeks of Marin Shakespeare Children's Summer Camps. The camps will be held at our outdoor amphitheater. And the edible garden shed, thank you, is complete. So now we have an edible garden complete with a teaching shed. When I say shed, I use the word loosely because it's beautifully done. And thanks to Mary Ann for stepping on so long. We will be using this for future edible garden programs. The Ross Valley Players are presenting the Pirates of Penzance, and that will start July 17th and run through August 16th. The gardens are in full bloom, and we have one last little interesting thing that I'd like to tell you about that I actually just heard about. Next Wednesday, Magic will be home. I mean, I didn't just hear about it tonight, but just heard about it. We'll be home to the 100 People Who Care event, and I don't know if you had heard about this before. I actually hadn't heard about this, but we are hosting it, and we are also a nominee. And the way that this event works is that in the past it was 100 people, now it's up to 200 people and sometimes more. People who want to give to nonprofits come to this event. It's $100 a person entry fee, and that gets you one vote. There will be five different nonprofit organizations who will have displays and make presentations for programs that they want funded. And at the end, there's cocktails and food and all the good things. At the end, people will vote. Every participating nonprofit will walk away with $2,500. So Marin Arbor Garden Center, as one of the participants as well as the host, will receive $2,500 towards the program that we are advocating, which is a joint program we're doing with the Master Gardeners for children. And it's called Dig It, Grow It, Eat It. It's a wonderful program. And if you're interested in all at all, and have an evening to spare and $100 you don't know what to do with, you are absolutely welcome to come to it. The organization that wins the event walks away with everything else for the funding. So it's quite a nice way to have $100 make a huge difference when combined with other people's $100. This will be on Wednesday. It starts at 6:30. It runs 6:30 to 9. So if this is of interest to anyone, please let me know. We'd be delighted to have your attendance. The gardens are in full bloom. Please come and visit.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
And we have a report from the Ross Property Owners Association.
Good evening. And thank you for representing the property owners this evening. And to start off, I'm going to be rather redundant after your nice speech about the 4th of July. And we just wanted everyone to know that we've heard wonderful things, and I want to thank Mike Armstrong and Ross Recreation for the wonderful job they've done. And especially the games for the kids. We've heard many good reports from people, and the hot dogs were a big success. Also, we want to thank Robert Vicario for decorating the bridge. He's the person who always puts up all these nice things for us around town. And this year, property owners bought new bunting for the bridge. And I think it turned out well, I do say so. Also, we are responsible for the banners on the light poles along Ross Common. Property owners procured them, and we pay for the up and down with a company that has a bike truck. And we always, property owners, always make a donation to the 4th of July festivities. And through a little miscommunication, we didn't connect with Ross Rec directly, and so we were prepared to donate our usual $550, but it was a little different this year. My question is, do we give it directly to Ross Recreation, make the check to Ross Rec, or make it to the town of Ross?
I think that's correct. It should be to Ross Recreation.
Okay. And we'll pass it to them.
And thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. And one last thing. Disco asked us to remind people that they are sponsoring a first aid for disaster response class. September 12th. It's a 4-hour class, and the hope is it's going to be at Ross School. There will be information out. Somebody slipped up and didn't quite get that nailed down. But it's apparently a very good course, so it'll work well. And they have a limit of 30 people, and they hope to fill it. So, any questions?
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I don't know whether we have a report from Ross School. If we do. So we'll move to item number 11. And I guess I should have said spoiler alert because I was going to make a motion that Katie Horkfern be elected mayor.
I'll second.
And we have a tie vote. Councilmember Small. All in favor?
Aye.
And that passes unanimously.
My first order of business is to present to Elizabeth. I thank you for your service as mayor of Ross for this past year. And you gave your own cap.
Well, that's good. That's where it'll stay then.
And I just want to say that, that other people may want to ask, but your passion and your hard work, your dedication is an inspiration to all of us. And as I told you, I don't know how you do that. 3 kids, full-time job, and all of this. And so it's really a tribute to you as a person. So thank you.
This year, the conference is September 30th through October 2nd. In order for a city or town to be represented and be able to vote at that conference, it's necessary for the city or town to officially designate delegates, voting delegates, to represent the city or town at the conference. So the council may want to consider appointment of delegates for that event.
And do you suggest that we do that at the next meeting? I'm sure we have delegates here.
The council.
I think the deadline is coming up soon.
Yeah, the deadline, council action is advised by July 31st, and the council would be advised to do that at this meeting. And I'm not sure what the procedure is in Ross, but in most cities and towns, it's generally the mayor and the vice mayor, the mayor pro tem, are designated a delegate as delegates, but it's often who on the council is available and able to attend the conference.
And the dates of that conference?
It's September 30th through October 2nd, and generally the voting takes place on the last day of the conference, which is October 2nd, and it's in San Jose.
All right, are you available?
I'm available.
I'll be available at least for that last day. I can't remember what day we get back from our vacation. So, but if it's not on the 30th, it'll be the next day. So I'll be available.
I actually think that we have one delegate and then our town manager. Is that possible that we have
you
our
can
town
do
manager?
That as well. Generally, you want
that's
to pick a primary delegate and an alternate. So it can be anyone from the council or it can be your town manager.
And do you know whether you're limited on the number of alternates?
There's two.
You can have have two alternates.
Two alternates, so we could do it that way.
Okay. Well, let's do that.
Yeah, I just wondered if we wanted to see the agenda and what they're voting on before we send someone there. Because I noticed in reading about it that you actually have to pay to go there to vote. And I think you have to pay something like $250, which seemed kind of like a ripoff to me. And so and it's a whole day that you're going to be spending down there. So I thought it might be helpful to see what exactly is the League of Cities voting on, and do we feel that our vote makes any difference? And if it doesn't, I don't see the point in sending someone or paying to go down there, unless people are interested.
Well, we could always do set it up now, and then we don't have to go.
Well, the voting is the last day, and I think it's $26 for the last day. It's more for the 3 days, but if you're going only the last day as a voting member, there's no early bird benefit as far as the fee decrease. So it really doesn't have to be decided. I mean, we can show up on the last day and pay and vote, I think.
But we may look at this and maybe in conversation with our new town manager, we may determine that we don't even need to go to this meeting at all, but if we vote tonight, we put in a delegate.
I just wanted to point out that
we
have to pay to send a delegate, which I thought sounded really cheap.
And historically, we haven't gone. I don't know if you went last year. I think we missed 2 years in a row, actually.
I think I'm going to be here.
A couple of you have gone in the past.
I know no one went.
Do you have a recommendation?
Well, we can bring forward at the August meeting the agenda for the voting so that the council will be able to know in advance what topics are being presented for voting, and the council can weigh in as a council and direct your delegate as to how to vote. So in terms of making a selection tonight, I think that the council would want to consider selecting a primary delegate and then up to two alternates, and then decide in August when the information is presented to you as to whether or not to actually send anyone to the conference.
When do we have to put up the bill?
Not until you actually go in. I think that, well, you know, you probably need to register.
You have to register by a certain date.
But you don't even have to have this form in until September 18th, so.
You have time. It's just that this is the month where you have to select your
delegate. I mean, I think we should do it tonight.
I do too. But it'll be helpful to see what are the topics, because they may be of interest and they may not.
Do we need a motion, or do we just need a recommendation back to you?
I think you need to approve it. I would make a motion and approve it. Yeah.
I'll move to select the mayor and mayor pro tem as the delegate and alternate, and then an alternate would be our new town manager, which we're over there yet. Our new town manager. Do good at that.
Yeah. I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes unanimously.
And just as a footnote, I will be at the conference on behalf of another city, and I'll be happy to assist with providing advice and support in the process.
Thank you. Okay, our next item is Town Council appointment of Town Manager and approval of contract for appointment and compensation of Town Manager. And I want to open that up to the public. Any comments or questions? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to Council.
I would very happily like to make a motion.
It's a resolution also.
Unless there's discussion.
I can easily second that motion.
Okay.
It's a resolution. It's a resolution.
Oh, a resolution.
Yes.
Okay. Let me go down to. I make a motion to approve resolution number 1907, a resolution of the Town of Ross appointing Joe J. Chin as town manager for the Town of Ross and authorizing the mayor to execute the employment agreement.
Seconded.
Motion to pass resolution number 1907 has been made by Council Member Small and seconded by Council Member Ruckus. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations.
and the residents of the community and helping preserve and enhance the community. And thank you for this opportunity. Can't wait to get started.
Welcome.
Great.
All right. Number 1690 Glenwood Avenue, variance number 2003, Town Council consideration of adoption of resolution number 1906.
Thank you. Good evening, Mayor and Council members. The item that's before you is an application for a variance and design review for 464 square foot swimming pool located within 26 feet of the rear property line, where 40 feet is normally required by the R1 zoning district. The applicant is also required to undergo design review pursuant to section 18.1.020 because the swimming pool would result in 50 cubic yards of weight. There isn't much of a report. Staff is recommending approval of resolution 1906, conditionally approving the variance and design review for the swimming pool for the property at 90 Glenwood. I would like to add that staff did receive an email correspondence from one of the neighboring property owners expressing concern about potential increase in drainage. Staff did review this application with the town engineer, and the town engineer did not express concern about an increase in drainage. However, as part of the building permit process, staff will be discussing with the town engineer to ensure that whatever any increase in drainage is addressed on site.
Okay, thank you.
Did you have discussion with the applicant about the proposed impervious surfaces? Because historically, in the last couple of years, we've tried to ensure that that did not increase. And it has increased here, and I'm wondering if there was a discussion about that.
The increase is related to the swimming pool. There are pavers that are proposed around the swimming pool that are permeable. And I did have a discussion with the applicant to ensure that these were that they were not going to be located on impermeable surface, that it was going to be completely permeable below that. In other words, it would be concrete and then a layer of paver stones over that. It was basically gravel or base rock underneath it.
Does that?
That's
normally, I think, we would have a report that says current. What it is currently, and then what it's going to be after the project.
Well, we do have that. We have that in here. I just noticed that at the bottom of the stairs, she's taking out one section and putting in permeable pavers, but the other two concrete sections are going to stay. And so I'm just wondering if there was any conversation, because that's just one of the issues that we've historically. I mean, I don't know how much difference that would make, but.
Staff did not have the discussion about eliminating that, the concrete, the existing concrete.
And you know, on that topic, I mean, it's true, we do discuss it with every project, but we don't have an absolute rule that you have to do something one way or another, or do we? And I'm not aware that, you know, there's a rule that says you must keep it the same or you must have more drainage. Do we have an absolute rule?
The design review findings do, the guidelines do suggest that permeable surface be maintained as much as possible, or impermeable surface just be minimized as much as possible. But if there's no number, there's not like a maximum amount of permeable or impermeable surface that is permitted. The 464 square feet of the swimming pool, that increase to me seemed insignificant, or an insignificant increase. But again, I did not have a discussion of replacing that impermeable surface by eliminating the concrete area. However, the applicant is here tonight, and perhaps the applicant can address that topic.
I think in the, just FYI, I think in the stormwater management ordinance that we adopted back in 2010 was where we addressed trying to keep the impervious surfaces from increasing.
Help me, educate me. Does the swimming pool count? There was grass there before. Does the swimming pool count as impervious?
That's correct. So that increases 464 square feet. The other thing we could do is, I don't think I included that there's a standard condition regarding increase in runoff and maintaining or complying with the city's stormwater pollution prevention program, and that wasn't included in this, the recommendations for conditions of approval in this application. However, if your council is feeling like this is a necessary condition of approval that could be added, that would not be unreasonable. That would be, I mean, it's a standard condition of approval. However, it was included, it was such a minor increase in impervious surface that I didn't include it as a recommended condition of approval.
I'm fine not including it if you consider the minor increase. I mean, one thing I've always thought that since we're sort of not like making up rules, but like adding conditions, I've always thought we should have some condition when people build it that any that new noise should be, you know, relatively inaudible to neighbors. Now, where this equipment's going to be placed, I think that's not going to be a problem. It's under the house, it wouldn't be a problem, but I wonder at some point in the future if that's a condition for approval for, you know, sort of putting in an outside air conditioning unit or outdoor pool equipment or something, just so that we don't have an impact on neighbors from noise.
Yeah, that is something staff looks at when applicants come in for, you know, a swimming pool or other component of a project that includes an air conditioning unit. We do ask that the applicants either maintain the setbacks of the primary residence, and for things that require discretionary review, we do require an enclosure. So that is already something that we're looking at. It's not something that's required by the code, but it's something that staff is aware of and does.
Thank you. Anyone else on council? Then we'll open it up to the public. And does the applicant want to say anything? Yes, please.
Stopping by to look at the proposed project. I'm glad that neighbor, actually, I don't know how close that person is at 107 Galenas that sent an email about the drainage. I'm very glad that issue was raised. There might be some confusion across the street, on the opposite side of the street where I live. Occasionally there is water running down the street which meets the corner at Upper Road and has pooled there on a number of occasions because the drain has gotten blocked. That isn't water that's coming from Non-Glenwood, it's from the other side of Glenwood Avenue, kind of meeting the Upper Road hill and water runoff. So I'm thinking maybe that's perhaps what the neighbors are thinking of. Anyway, to remind you, when I bought the house 9 years ago, there was a 2,100 square foot, one-story ranch house on the property that had been there for about 8 years. And so the current footprint with the house that was built 8 years ago is kind of 1,000 feet of house and porch, 200 feet of carport, 400 feet roughly of driveway, and then the cement areas we're talking about, so roughly the same area. Also part of what was required when we built the house was proper drainage to be put in so that any water wouldn't pool, and water has never been an issue at the property, so hopefully that addresses that topic. As far as the pool itself, it's something that my daughters and I really want to have. It's a dream of ours. It's something we've thought about a lot, and we hope that we can get your support to have it put in so we can swim together for years to come. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any comments from the public? Anybody who wishes to speak? Seeing none, we'll return it to the council. Any other questions from council members? Ready for a motion?
I move to approve the 91 Linden Avenue variance and design review file number 9/2003, subject to the findings and conditions in the staff report.
So we're not adding that additional condition? We're going to leave that out?
Do you want to add it?
I don't personally feel like I need to, but... Okay, so that's my motion.
And it's a resolution? It's a resolution?
Yes, it's a resolution.
Yeah, I do. And move to adopt resolution of the town of Ross approving design review and variance to allow 464 square foot swimming pool to be constructed 26 feet from the rear property line at 90 Glenwood Avenue, and that's resolution number 1906.
All set.
We have a motion to approve resolution number 1906 by Councilmember Breckus, seconded by Councilmember Small. And thank you, Linda, because we're not used to resolutions yet. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that is the end of public hearing on planning applications. Number 17, council correspondence. Has anyone received any correspondence?
I did receive another letter from or email from the Vera Avenue residents, and I advised them what we talked about the last time, which is that the work on the road paving Madeira, I know that was done. We were given notice to the other utility districts to see if they had work at the same time, and that we were researching that, and we're still in the process of that. So we will see. But just so everyone knows, it's not just one resident, it is a number. It might even be everybody on that street, actually, in the small districts.
I had a short conversation with John Noe about it some time ago, and my understanding was that the road was paved in accordance with our standards, being just a partial paving job. But the question came up regarding the letter going out and the time frame and so forth. So I posed that question to John Noe specifically, but he's on vacation. So I should find out early next week, and I'll follow up with the council.
Great.
Maybe I should report, it's not a big deal, but the Transportation Authority of Marin has had its last meeting, passed out some funds to the various towns for road maintenance, and unfortunately I couldn't find the exact, exactly what we were getting, but it's approximately $33,000, which isn't a big number, and it's specific for work on, or for selection of work on four or five different roads in town.
Okay. Well, better 33 than nothing. Any other correspondence? Future council items.
Yeah, I thought, I don't remember the disposition we made when I pointed this out at last minute, but I think we still have to deal with deciding whether to go back into the Major Crimes Task Force. I don't think we've ever done that, and I think our discussion was that we probably had to do that formally.
That's my recollection, that it was contingent on talking about it with their new budget to see if we think it's something worthwhile. So it should be on the agenda.
So, yeah, the question is, we're going to the next agenda.
Okay.
I think that we were going to get their budget, though. That's what we're waiting for. We have their budget.
Yeah, we got it. 6 months.
So could we get a copy of that budget put in our boxes so that we can review that and then have this on the agenda for the next meeting?
We'll put this on the agenda for August. It would have been on tonight's agenda, except that Chief Masterson is on vacation.
Okay.
That's why it was delayed to August.
All right. Thank you. Any other items? Okay, our meeting is adjourned.
That's the shortest meeting.